You're listening to SBS News.
Is Australia sexist? That question is the subject of a new SBS documentary. It will reveal the findings of Australia's largest survey on sexism that gives insights into the experiences of almost 3,600 Australians. Among its findings, that 60% of women aged between 18 and 25 have experienced gender-based inequality. It also found 44% of women feel it is easier for men to get their dream job in Australia. Macquarie University's Professor Catherine Lumbee co-supervised the study. She says the results don't surprise her but should alert the nation.
I think it's a huge wake-up call. I think we still live in a society where most women feel hesitant about talking about the impact on a daily basis that gender discrimination has on them. And let's be clear, that includes being catcalled on the street. It includes being less confident applying for a raise in male-dominated workplaces.
The study also reveals 22% of men believe women should take being wolf-whistled on the street as a compliment. Amnesty International Australia's Diana Saeed says there is a need to upgrade Australian values.
Whether men find wolf whistling inappropriate or not, I think is kind of irrelevant. What we know is that there's no consent, that women are not there to be objectified. There are certain values within Australian society that need to have evolved beyond where we're currently sitting. And I think that really, that sort of, that line of questioning and reasoning is so archaic and out of date that it's kind of astounding that we're even having this conversation at all.
A sociologist at Queensland University of Technology, Associate Professor Michael Flood, says some types of behaviour still don't register as abuse with some men.
Men's recognition of domestic and sexual violence against women has improved in Australia, and men are particularly likely to recognise and see as unacceptable blunt forms of violence, you know, a man hitting his wife or a man, you know, sexually assaulting a woman he doesn't know. But men's recognition of other forms of violence and abuse is much poorer. And so many men, as you said, don't see wolf whistling or sort of unwanted sexual attention as a problem, as unacceptable.
The survey also asked participants about their opinions on early childhood activities. 83% of women believed it was okay for boys to play with dolls. Only 60% of men felt that way. The executive director at Victorian Women's Trust, Mary Crooks, says gender stereotypes are still alive in Australian society.
And their gender identity deserves to have a good crack at life. As a society, we tend to impose expectations subconsciously on what men and women can and can't do. Because when you impose limiting views on what people can do because of their sexuality, then all the talents and the experience around you it's not tapped fully.
More than half of the men surveyed believe feminism has gone too far. Associate Professor Michael Flood says gender roles and relations in Australia are shifting. He says a minority of men feel some level of defensiveness because of the shift.
Some men are struggling. Some men feel like they're being given contradictory messages about how to behave, how to treat women. I think some men feel that now they are being tarnished with the stereotypes of behaviour that, you know, other men engage in and so on. And I don't think that's true. I think, in fact, that feminism has been very much a good thing for men.
The documentary, Is Australia Sexist?, will air on the 4th of December at 8:40 p.m. on SBS. Joy Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.